the rest of the story. All through her wedding ceremony, Sadie knew that she'd forgotten something. After the ceremony, she remembered. She'd not yet told her parents. Or the boy to whom she was already engaged. Breaking her previous engagement, that was the easy part. Breaking the news to her parents, that was something else again. For Sadie knew that her mother and father would confront her with all of the practical objections that she did not want to hear. Ben was 33 and Sadie was still a teenager. Ben was a traveling man. That would be difficult for a young, inexperienced bride. But Sadie was confident. And Ben had promised that she would be accompanying him wherever he went, so she was prepared to surmount whatever challenges lay ahead. That for which Sadie was not prepared. Well, that is the rest of the story. Sadie adapted quickly to Ben's traveling life, the hotels, the hard work, the late hours. During the first weeks, it was all a wonderful adventure, but as time went by, Sadie found herself contending with an unexpected adversary, jealousy. For in each city, Sadie would answer the hotel room telephone to hear a soft female voice asking for her husband. Invariably, it was one of Ben's old girlfriends who had heard that he was in town, who had not heard that he was married. Ben promptly set each young lady straight, but gently. The deliberate diplomacy with which he responded to these calls from former girlfriends, that distressed Sadie, and sometimes Ben actually forgot to mention why he couldn't see his former girlfriend that evening. That was an oversight, he explained. But what really distressed Sadie, what compounded her jealousy, was that handsome Ben had so many girlfriends. Ben assured her that his past was in the past, that Sadie was now the only lady in his life, and Sadie knew this was true, and yet, at that sensitive time of unbridled emotions and intangible fears, Sadie began to panic each time the phone rang. This is background for what happened next. Now you know why Sadie, frustrated and frightened after the fourth call in the fourth city, impulsively, angrily, reached up and scratched Ben's face with her fingernails. She scratched his face. She was so upset. And almost at that instant, Sadie knew it was a childish thing to do, and yet somehow that petulant, impulsive gesture put everything in perspective. Sadie, embarrassed over her insecurity and the silly way she had expressed it, grew up a little, and newlywed love grew into a lasting love, and all of this was a lifetime ago. But looking back on that all but forgotten episode, it's very difficult to imagine any future significance for Sadie and Ben, much less for the rest of us, except that Ben's traveling profession was the vaudeville stage. And that night, while attempting to hide the results of Sadie's rage, Ben walked out to greet his audience, discreetly covering the scratches on his cheek with his fingers. You know that he was concealing fingernail scratches, but the audience didn't know that. The audience thought it was amusing, and so did you. And beginning that night, that gesture became one of the most familiar trademarks in the world of entertainment. For Sadie, the unbridled bride who smacked her husband in a fit of needless jealousy, you remember as Mary Livingston. And Ben, the man who reacted to his wife's childish gesture with a gesture all his own, the comedian whose hand remained at his cheek even after his scratches were healed, and even after their 48 idyllic years of love in bloom, Benjamin Kubelski. You remember him as Jack Benny. Only now you know the rest of the story.